Hello, everybody. It's Dave. I know I don't have to do that. It's like voicemail. I always ID myself. Old habit, apparently, because you don't have to do it in voicemail or phone calls either anymore, strictly speaking. But yeah, here I am. Woohoo! And I was at Furball, I think, who kind of nagged me about doing another one of these things. So yeah. Let's do it. Let's get to it already. What am I waiting for? I don't know. So today I bought this iPhone app called Just Press Record because it can record formats other than whatever that silly one that VAC iPhone Voice Memos app uses. I didn't want to mess with that, so I bought this thing. Turns out I try to share the file I just made into my MetaText session, and I get errors about media error zero or something. And you know how it is with these Mac and iOS things, they hide the details so thoroughly that I don't know what the hell that is. Oh well, back to the PC it is. Speaking of PCs, remember last Friday, or Thursday night, actually, last Thursday night, there was the problem I had with installing Bookworm on my ThinkPenguin machine. Well, there was trouble with the Wi-Fi, and there shouldn't have been, as far as I'm concerned, because that ThinkPenguin machine has the old Atharos 9000 chipset that doesn't need proprietary firmware. Well, I don't know what was broken in that image I had downloaded because it didn't work after installation. However, on Friday the 13th of all days, I get the nightly build for that date. And it's all good. It's great. Everything works as it should. The accessibility is the latest possible, I think, now. It's Orca 43. And that's accessing Mate 1.26 and Firefox, what is it? Firefox ESR 102 point something. So I'm happy. It's all very recent now. And since Bookworm is probably pretty close to freeze now, I'm not sure when that is, but I trust it now. I think it's ready enough for my needs. I know the first time a friend and I tried Bookworm, it sure wasn't. It was terrible. But that was too soon after Bullseye had come out. And I was running Bullseye for a while. Enough about Debian. Wake up! You still listening? Good. I think Saturday was the highlight of the past few days, though. That's when our monthly Vibug meeting turned into a party. Well, we have that as in the schedule. We make the January meeting the party because we can't fit it in the, in December. It's pretty tough. People have too much going on. So yeah, we went down to a local watering hole, about 20 of us, and once enough of us was there. Enough of us were there. The president got up, got everybody's attention, said a few nice things about us all that are completely undeserved. He was being way too polite and generous with his nice comments. And people don't like this. I've seen this in comments here on Mastodon recently. We had, when we usually do in meetings, and we did this was no exception, a round of introductions. I heard somebody groan when that suggest when somebody talked about it on here, but I think it's a great idea. Maybe it's because I'm blind and I otherwise wouldn't know who was where. So yeah, it was great. We did that. I sat at the president's table with his wife and another guy, and the other guy, somebody I haven't known before or met, was flirting with a waitress for quite a while, and No, I think she was amused. She was kind of entertaining herself with the whole thing too for a bit, until the very end when it came time to exchange phone numbers, perhaps. And she shut it down and said by saying, that she's got two kids and she lives far away from here. So I don't know what's going to happen with those two. I don't know if they'll be deal sexting buddies or what. They probably won't find out the next year, the January meeting. So about the group in general, real quick. It started out as part of the Boston Computer Society, and we were all a bunch of techies. Now, the group has changed quite a bit since then, and so has the user community. It's grown so much that a lot of what we do now is help each other as consumers of all this new tech, appliances and gadgets and whatnot, accessibility tricks, you name it, recommendations for stuff to buy or whatever. And yeah, we need to get some new blood in there. Some of us are getting a little old. I got some time left, but a couple of other members don't. They're, talking about not running for office and all that. So yeah, we need new folk in there. And also maybe to change the tone of the meetings a little. And I think I remember saying something in Mastodon here once about a tradition that I had been blissfully unaware of. If you mention some new bit of technology in the Q&A section or the announcement section, you have to do a talk on it if no one's heard of it. So yeah, guess what I'm talking about next month, because I mentioned it a couple of meetings back. Mastodon. Woohoo. I'll focus mostly on using Mastodon with this Windows client called Tweezcake. It started life as a Twitter client. And probably also show I'll show the native Mastodon client website a little bit, but I think I don't know if I should show Pinafore since it's going away, but I want to show what can be done. And Pinafore is awesome for accessibility. I hope somebody forks it and continues it. But I'll definitely show and I'll show MetaText too, because I haven't tried all the iPhone ones, but it looks so much like the Twitter native iOS app that I think I'll show that one and say there are these other ones. But people who already know the Twitter one will know MetaText at once almost. So yeah, and then I'll mention other things in the Fediverse like PeerTube and Bookworm and what's that pictures one called? Damn, I can't think of it now. Not Instagram, but it's Fediverse equivalent, as well as the music one. I'll have to get its name too before meeting time. Yeah, our meetings typically are introductions, business, two or three presentations, some Q&A, and some general Q&A that's not on the presentations. That's a typical format. And since spring of 2020, we've been on Zoom. So this meeting at the pub was the first time we could get together in a long time in person. So it was nice. All right, then, moving along. Today, I made one of my rare excursions onto Facebook because it's my old high school sweetie's birthday. He turned 60. And he's in the blind gay group that's on Facebook now. It used to be a Yahoo list. So I popped on there, give him a happy birthday huggies, and then we chatted a bit about stuff, about gay stuff. I was telling him about a guy I know from Twitter called Eric. Oh, what the hell's his last name? Can't think of it now. Yeah. Anyway, he's got this site called The Dude Next Door with lots of audio on it, jerk off videos, and his voice. I love it. Maybe other people don't, but if I'm listening to a jerk off audio, I want the jerker offer to talk the whole way through. And this guy, Eric, does in most of them. He's also a pauper's pig, which I'm not. I have too many health problems to play with that anymore. Though I do remember using it. And no, not to clean my VCR heads. I think that was so silly. That label's on those little bottles. I don't know what they say now, but yeah. I can't think of that guy's name now. That's so funny because I used to follow him all the time. If it comes back to me, I'll mention it sometime. And I just heard from another blind friend tonight who is about half my age. We've been friends for a long time. We've never met in person. But we chat on the phone a lot. And he stayed with another friend of ours, a mutual of ours, for the weekend. And he came back to tell me all about it. So that was nice. It seems I sometimes play role of life coach to this guy, a mentor or advisor. I guess that's what a daddy's supposed to do, right? isn't that the way it works? I think so. I'll go with it. Where else? Where else can I go here? Probably nowhere. I'm going to post this bloody thing now. And Herbal, thanks for nagging me. I said when the spirit moves me. And not that I've had any wine tonight, but the spirit moved me. So there you go. If I can stop this thing.